views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone. I am so excited. Internationally acclaimed artist Ted Winslow is back with a new album. Well, let me tell you something about this album. I was privileged to receive it early. And what it did for me, as everybody knows, this month I've been talking about my healing journey I've been on with all my guests and their insights, and they've helped me through it. His songs on there, or I should say music, actually, but they seem like songs to me when I went into meditation. They helped me heal so many different parts of my body. You have the emotional, the mental, the physical, the spiritual. And, you know, so as I'm going through this journey, and many of you have heard that, you know, I've had to deal, took a month off, a sabbatical, and use the Ted's music, did so much. So I'm just going to bring him right on. Hi, Ted. How are you?
Hey, Dr. Bree. How you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm so excited you are here today so we can talk about your new album.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I love being on your show. And, you know, with what you bring to all of us with all connecting with each other, and especially in this time, and especially this season, this is just so much fun. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So big question. How did you come up with this album of healing come to life? I know. It's just like, wow, I can't even say it because I know what it did for me.
It's been, I'm trying to formulate kind of like the correct way to go about it, because it was a transformational phase, which is ironic how it ends up with what it is as sovereignty, you know, being freedom. Because when I started the album, it started coming out as one thing. And it was almost like I felt an energetic shift that had happened really all across the world, from people that I was talking to with some of the events that were going on with Europe. Clearly, the timing that was going on here in our country, we were dealing with elections. And so it was realizing that there's so many aspects that are keeping us into servitude for others, such as occupation, such as family, government, world events, that we get so caught up in all this trauma, drama, and anxiety that it was dealing with frequencies and freeing ourselves to bring ourselves back to our higher selves, to a higher state of consciousness, was the premise of where sovereignty came from, this album that came from, and the frequencies that were with it. And so it evolved into the 10 tracks that we have on there that deal with how we are on this planet, kind of going through this journey of ours in life.
Well, I know one thing, it does connect to your higher self.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was amazing because with me, I actually was going to do a soul retrieval to bring back any parts of my soul that I have left out there with people, right? And actually, my higher self that looks just like me came and brought my own energy back to me. That was the first time I have ever seen that. You should have a bunch of people showing up, right? Do the equal exchange, you know, the whole bit, right? This brought, it was me coming back to me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what that did for me.
It's been right. That, and that was exactly the timing of it I felt was real each one of my albums that I do. And I won't go into detail because many of those people that follow me with what I do with my music, they get the premise of what my recordings are and the frequencies, being that each frequency is going to be able to change our energy because we are energetic beings. Like it or not, our heartbeat is a certain frequency to the way that we're thinking with different frequencies to every part of our organs. I do my website. I show tons of scientific studies that show our human energy fields so that we can see where we're at. And it seems like these aspects have been forcing us into a daily grind. Like I've seen with my lifestyles drastically change in the past 2 years, 10 years with the environment. And I live here in Colorado, seeing how what used to really take me about 15 minutes to travel one place now is taking me about 45 minutes. And it's like, why? What is that? We're overworked. We're not spending more time worrying about ourselves. We're following all of these media events that are putting us into servitude. It's all negative. And there's, where do we go back to grab our own true energy with how we were? Most of us can say, have been around long enough can say, oh my God, remember when I was a kid, how much easier it was as a kid going out and being the lightness of the feeling of we're summertime now, running out in a bathing suit and going and hitting the neighborhood pool or the neighborhood fishing hole with your best friends and not having to worry about anything. And now we're also scheduled with being overworked and trying to make all the payments to everything with the inflation that's come with it. And it was time to pull our energy back. So I don't mean to go on and on and on here with this.
No, please do.
Because as I started out with my first album years ago, looking with frequencies with earthly frequencies, which was connecting with Mother Earth. And then people needed more than that. So each album evolved into its own thing to divine frequencies, which is harmonia, reaching into divine frequencies on that, to going to back to earthly with frequencies with some of the fairies, frequencies of the fairies, and touching it with inner earth, to planetary. And it was like, where are we being able to break the chains? So I'm going along, and it's tough saying I'm a sound healer. Yeah, I'm a sound healer. But as a musician, but when I'm seeing some aspects in my community in the sound healing community, and people are using, like, okay, I'll give it. I know that we're running short on time, but Crystal bowls was an example. When I first heard crystal bowls, I went and had to go buy the whole set of them. And when I talked to these guys that were selling them, they were like, okay, that's great. What are you using them for? And I told them I'm a musician. I look at doing them through key signatures, and I mean, I went and got like every one of them, and they realized what was going on. Now, these guys are salesmen, and they laugh at that community. They just happen to have them because they're an expensive item. Now, they've duplicated what I'm doing, and they're doing these seminars for people to come in and do like crystal bowl baths, but they're charging thousands of dollars.
It's ridiculous how much they're charging in some
ways. What's that?
It's awful what they're charging people to have sound healing.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that works to an aspect of it. I give the analogy as a smoothie, you know, that you listen to one frequency and it'd be like drinking a carrot juice. And so I like to have a lot more frequencies that are surrounding me and be able to pick, because as being a light being and an energetic being and part of the energy, we can change all that really quickly into things that feel good. You know, one thing day makes us feel good. Something a day later makes us feel better or worse. And it's we're constantly shifting and changing as we're going through this life. Back to talking about like the traffic being 45 minutes, used to be 15 minutes. So sovereignty was breaking all of those change, you know, and the chains of the holding us into that, such as the track titles Rhythm of Love, Illuminated Truth, Transcending Time, and I can go into that a little bit later.
We will.
On what those tracks were and what their meanings were.
Right. So we're running out of time, but do we got time to play one?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. if that does not get to the core of someone, I don't know what does, you know, or what will. That right there was one of the first songs I listened to help begin that journey of healing inside to the higher self and me, and not looking outward and having to go to a park or whatever. I was able to lay with that in my bedroom and just relax with that and get through the emotions I had to get through. So I personally want to thank you for that. That it was amazing. Amazing.
Thank you.
I'm a little emotional, guys. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Ted Winslow and myself.
To the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Ted, let's talk about sovereignty.
Sovereignty. So the song Sovereignty, where it was coming from, again, with being, you know, sticking along with the premises that it's trying to free us of those negative energies that as we are humans on this earth with our souls and our spirits, we're all answerable to the same universal common law. You know, we're all born with the same soul, so to speak. It's just what affects other souls along the journey and at different points in time. And so we're all sovereign over our own free will. And so the song is the frequencies, which this one is 528, which is also the key of love. But the frequencies that are to eliminate the control factors and the negative factors so that we're not in servitude of to others. Meaning that if you go into your job and you've got that one manager or boss that's constantly telling you the same thing that you've got to do, even though it might not be working for you for what you got to do with it, we can kind of break free from that with a higher vibration and find another alternative way that's going to be more healthy, beneficial, and prosperous for what we're trying, you know, prosperity for what we're trying to accomplish.
Right. So that's actually freeing ourselves from ourselves in some way.
Yeah. Yeah. Think of how many people are trying to force us to do things that benefit them that really might not be in our highest interest, but we're being persuaded by them through a sales job, thinking that either we're getting something in return, meaning love, affection, something of value, and we're really not. That other person is just kind of like stepping on us to make themselves look better to whatever public or instance or family member or peer group that they might be trying to use that gain for.
Well, I know after listening to Sovereignty, I ended up freeing a whole bunch of stuff out that was happening in my family life, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I told everybody Memorial weekend should have been the 4th of July at my house. And it was just unloading. Poor Kelly, my husband, let me tell you. He was, I don't know how he made it through it, but he made it. You know, it was just, he just honored and respected where I'm at and let me just unload, you know, feelings. And that is one thing that song did for me. It's like all these feelings. And then I would say, and in a past life, you did this to me. And he goes, what did I do? You died. You know, you left me, you know, different things. I mean, we spend many lifetimes with our partners, as you all know.
Yeah.
And so those are things I was like, and you did this and you did that. And he goes, do you need to listen to that song again? Yeah, I'm going back. Bye. You know, it was doing so much. So let's go ahead.
It's funny because I've talked to a couple of people that have put the album on and listened to the album a couple of times. And what we're all finding, and I'm included into this. I didn't expect this to happen. It's one thing looking at how I can change the human energy field and change my composition on what I'm doing, my thoughts and stuff with these higher vibrations and bringing more manifestation things in and abundance into my life in the areas that I'd like to. But as we are walking through freeing ourselves, right, of all the past, you'll be surprised with some of the people that start to show up from your past that you wouldn't expect to into your path. And I get so much feedback that it is like, okay, I had a business. One person had let me know they were running a business with an individual. And the business went bad, and this individual realized that they were successful with what they were doing and were, you know, ironically using them because of their finances. And it turned them around, and they were able to reflect on that, see that person who did not really see them where they were in that environment, and release it. Another family had a relative call that they had not talked to in quite a long time that really didn't do them had no value for them at this point in their life with what they were doing. And all of a sudden contacting them and really just going on and on and on and on about themselves after an hour and a half ending the conversation, and then that person realized, you know, there was no value. I got to let it go. So it's closure, so to speak.
Right, right. And the closure is necessary, is very necessary. All right, so tell us about your next song you have, that you have the second one down.
The next song, I believe, is going to be Transcending Time. Uh-huh. And Transcending Time, it's the frequency on that is 660 hertz. And it is basically, it can be one or two things that I found, that it can be the slowing down of time or it can be the speeding up of time. And what that is that it's being conscious of where we are in that time. So that's where that came with transcending time. How are we going through there? Do we want it to slow down, be more enjoyable, focus more on that on which we love, being a loved one, what we're doing, our free time? Or do we want it to speed up because we know that we're going to get to something just right around the corner and, man, I can see the light right through the tunnel or at the end of the forest.
You know, Benny, I want to hear a little bit of that song. Can we do that? You know, Ted, with that, it's like I feel like I'm slowing down. And at the same time, I feel like I'm working as an angel with wings. How did you come up with that? Really? I know. You just blew me out of the water. And this question is, I'm going, how did he come up with that? You know, so as a writer, we listen to different guides, right?
Yeah.
We're channeling our books, right? So. Is that what happens with you, or
that's exactly what happens with me. I think that I know that we're all so blessed, but on this career path, I've been truly blessed with being able to see the calling for coming in here on this. This was my 14th album that I put out, and working in an industry, really the music industry is just in shambles. It's terrible, but the point is that I'm able to connect with so many wonderful people and bring them this stuff that it's amazing that I can sit in a recording studio and be able to pull this stuff in that it helps me too. I mean, it's just, it comes in so much for me, and I'm like, and my family's the biggest advocates of it, that it's like, wow, this stuff really works. You think of where these frequencies and this music goes, and what its purpose is for bringing us back into our body, into a more natural frame of mind and a natural state and a more conscious state of where we're at and what we're doing in this lifetime. I'm so blessed to be able to bring this out into a creative aspect to share with everybody.
You know, I work with animals as a communicator with them, right? And my own dog, I have a Shih Tzu that loves, every time he feels any earth trembling, he jumps on my coffee table.
Yeah.
And he'll stay there till he's done, right? So I turned on the album, right? And I was listening to it, just cleaning my house. You know how you kind of meditate and clean at the same time. And he looked at the table. And I knew he was going to jump. And then all of a sudden, he just went and laid on the couch. And all my dogs, and I've got 7 dogs, all right, I threw it out there, they all were quiet during the whole album.
I've got 2 dogs, and when I'll go back and kind of do some rough mixes and listen to it, and I've got a 75-pound Labrador and a little Schnauzer, and they're like trying to climb up on top of me, like we're trying to just mold together. Uh-huh. I'm like, wow, this is so cool. And now you've got 3 heartbeats all beating together at the same time, and the frequencies is such a beautiful thing.
Wow, it's beautiful. So, you know, when you called it timeless, it was like one statement you made, like either we can slow down or go into that light at the end of the tunnel. And sometimes I think that we need to really just slow down and be peaceful. And yeah, that's what that part did for me, is I was able to sit, be quiet, and just be real peaceful. And to have my dogs quiet, that was really good too. You know, but one thing I've told people, some So one of the greatest gifts we can do is be silent. Sometimes silence is the strongest message you can do anywhere.
The greatest music of all. Yeah. I turn the TV off. It's like I find I can't really deal with the TV. And I like to read, and I like to read in the silence. Because I just find so much more comes in at that point to rechange my focus on where my purpose is for that day or for that afternoon or what my mantra is for the day.
Right. I know mantras are very important. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Ted Winslow, myself, and Silver Guy Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SaraLoos.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
So, Ted, we're on the break. We're talking about kids and how important it is that we nurture them and be a part of their lives. How does your music help you with your children?
They think I'm the biggest nerd. They're like, oh, yeah, that's just dad. It's kind of funny because I've got a commercial recording studio that I've spent most of my time out of. And then our house is just like a whole nother recording studio too. So my daughter, she is kind of more into the pop kind of stuff on her. Yeah, as a teenage, you know, young teenage girl is, and into dance. But my son is pretty much kind of following along in my footsteps. He's going to be working in the studio with me. He plays guitar, and it's just a love that he's been able to see what I'm doing and how much I love doing it. And that's one of the things that he's been able to kind of pick up and emulate as well. In fact, he's like, for where he's at with guitar, he's way better than I am. So I can't wait to see what he does if he takes over the family business.
Oh, I bet he will. I bet he will. That's amazing. All right. So anyway, so on your third song, and I don't have it in front of me.
Illuminated Truth.
Yes.
Illuminated Tooth, it's going to be at 334 hertz. And basically what this is to allow us so that we could see past the darkness in our lives. Whether it could be a lot of the buzzwords that I see, especially on social media, is fake media. Is it the lies and the deceit from others that they're trying to tell us? And it shines a light on that so that we could see the truth being what they're saying, our true path that we're supposed to follow. Are we being misguided? And so that's where that track came from.
You know, and that's really true because a lot of people are wondering, are we being misguided? They want to see the truth, what's happening right now. And I'm not a political person at all. Yeah. You know, and there's a lot going on with that. I think truth is coming out no matter how people react or see. But with your music, if they're able to calm down and relax and not take it so seriously.
Yeah.
Because I really believe that everything's happening in a grand design. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to face that. Oh, no, they voted him in. Nah, I think it was a grand design to bring truth out. That's my personal opinion. How do you feel about that?
I'm right there with you. It makes me sad sometimes when I'm on Facebook and or Twitter and I can see some of my news feeds and I just see the malicious things that are being directed at one another for somebody holding so tight to a belief that you kind of really wonder if they where is that coming from instead of operating more of a place of neutrality or being open-mindedness. And we have to love each other. And that was the thing that I saw with this is that working through this album is that it felt to me where I was sitting at and through the time on this, that a lot of love was being separated. It was almost, I imagine, kind of like, oh, I hate to use this analogy, but if you think of what they talked about in the history books of the Civil War, where brothers were fighting against brothers and sisters fighting against sisters, that's really a horrific, traumatic, negative, angering aspect. And it's like, let's go back to a point where we can just embrace each other, help each other out, love each other, and all come out of this race all together. We're all occupying the same place, space, and time. So,
right. A friend of mine and I were talking this weekend, and she's an amazing channel. And she is going to be on the air actually this week with me, and she's going to channel some messages from a council. And Tony Green, she's just amazing. And the council actually came through for me yesterday. And yeah. And gave me some information that I need to know.
Yeah.
And the information, it was because I was questioning, why is this happening? Why can't I calm it down? Why is the spiritual world so committed to what's happening on the negative? We're supposed to be positive. And what the council had said, if it does not come from love, this is what happens. If you stay in a love state, heart-centered, this action can stop.
Yeah.
So what I want to say to the spiritual community, stop.
Yeah.
Hurting yourselves and others because their energy affects others. What we do is, you know, it's not like I can sit there and say, I love your music and then go off and play it somewhere else and go, I don't know. But no, you know, I won't do it. But I do love your music. You know, I'm just using that for example. But it can affect the universe and people around us and all the different things in our lives. By thoughts, even. Or writing on social media can really hurt people because they can attract to a word. Just one.
Wow. Word. Yeah, that social media sometimes, it can kind of be a scary thing. The other thing too that goes right along is that is we're trying to express love and show so much love and gratitude to other. That's another name of my album.
I know.
Poet didn't even know that's nothing. And as we express that with others, and this is where sovereignty came, because people will see us for our good nature and our good heartedness. And it's like they can almost see through a veil that we have, and they start to take advantage of us. And that's the other thing that was like, okay, it's one thing loving each other and being with each other and being true to each other. But then those who come in and see us for our good nature on that, we don't want to be taken advantage for their own agenda that's on that, and then have to try to pick ourselves up. So it's like such an evil world on some of those aspects that not to fight it, just be like a rock in the middle of a stream and let it just flow past you. Whereas I tell other people and clients that I work with, it's like an Aikido move. And the one thing I liked about the martial art of Aikido is when someone comes at you with full fury and angered violence and they use that force coming right at you to hurt you, Aikido can be a simple move of just turning sideways and using their momentum against them to put them 15, 20 feet behind you so that you can still walk forward with grace and ease.
You know, that came through one of my challenges I did, and it's actually on my blog, is walking this world with grace and ease.
Yeah.
You know, and that reminded me of what I need to do, because we all, as teachers and leaders, and it doesn't mean that just because you have a radio show or you're an author, an artist, you know, everybody is a leader. Everybody is.
Everybody is. And even part of being a leader is knowing when to step back and allow somebody else to step forward.
Right. That is so true. Very true. You know, I took that time off to work on me. And taking that sabbatical was the best thing I could have done for myself. But that gave time for other people to do what they need to do, as much as I need to take care of me. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a tricky little thing there. But yeah. People that took over for the shows for a month, right, that were from Transformation Talk Radio, they did it with such grace and ease to help me through this time.
And you're honoring yourself.
Uh-huh. And that's one of the universal laws, is pleasing yourself and honoring yourself. And, you know, I forgot to please myself there for a while and take care of myself. I was dealing with everything else but myself.
We get so caught up sometimes that we figure we got to earn money, and go buy this, buy that. And the money makes us happy. And it's truly being able to step back and watch nature and watch some of the aspects unfold around us. Like we were talking earlier about our kids, and especially off airs with you and Benny and I. And it's like being able to stand back and watching the time of where they're at this point in their life, reflecting where we were at that time, and just loving that environment and safe environment and the joy when they smile or when they experience that one thing that we love so much for their first time. And there is a whole nother higher vibration that is just encompassing with that love of it.
Right. Can you explain the Hertz vibration to our listeners?
Absolutely. So in a nutshell, we think of that, as everybody's been hearing me call these as Hertz, it is a certain frequency of, in this case, it's going to be of music or a musical note. So most people are familiar with what is known as standard tuning of A440. And that is basically the middle note C, or A above middle C, and it vibrates at 440 cycles per second, and that's the frequency. Related to that frequency, you have harmonic values and notes that fit inside of that, so that we know what would be major scales, minor scales, and then you can expand from there. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem that I'd found, and I know we're running short on time, is that 440 is a dissonant frequency. And I played with it for many years, been entertaining record companies and stuff. And when I realized that I could start off with a different frequency, it had a whole different harmonic value. And without going into too much detail, it deals with mathematics and its transients around the aspects of this frequency. And so that's where these songs come from. So it's not the same tuning as anything else. I tune all of my instruments and music and composition pieces, so it has a harmonic value, a certain key signature, a certain mathematical figure that deals with the frequency on its own.
Wow. 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 I worry about cooking. Come on. How much is this for this recipe? That's amazing. I'll just stick with what I do. So, you know, the one thing, we're going to take a break here in a minute, but the one thing I want to, I was told by a guest that we're going to have on the show, we're talking, and she was telling me, Bree, don't care what anybody else thinks about you. And I was like, well, you know, I always want to please people. That's another law. I forgot to please myself. So don't worry about what people think about the show. Don't worry about what people think about your weight. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. Yeah. If they cannot handle the truth about who you are, what you have to say, don't worry about it. It's their problem. And, you know, I was listening to what Carmel had said to me, right? It was Carmel, right?
Oh, and, yeah.
Okay. So what she said to me, then I thought about it and I went, oh, she's so right. I always try to please everybody. And yeah, I worry about what I say. And you know what? I'm not worried about it no more. So I hope you guys like the show we're having today. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're at Ted Winslow and Silver Guy Radio.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? Can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Ted, we're talking during the break on how things were happening to release. And I've had to release things you have that no longer serve us. And let's talk about that a little bit. I think that's a good thing we should talk about. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. When I started this journey with the frequencies and realized, especially like I spoke earlier, the 440 hertz being such a negative frequency, and it's bizarre that you find that most music, especially a popular music, is all recorded at that frequency. So a little bit more in depth, what that means is that you're watching TV and you're being bombarded by commercials that are saying, buy this prescription drug, or you got to buy this new car. That's all 440. And we're getting locked. You're now locked in at that frequency. And as our bodies have nowhere else to expand, I personally don't feel like I expand. And so when I start working with changing the frequency, it's like and changing all the stuff that's happening around us by opening up with this, our bodies are like a war chest. And so we can have a traumatic event. And it gets stuffed into that chest, and then we close the lid. And then something else will come along and happen. And we stuff it back in that chest and close the lid. And our chests are getting full of all of that.
Right.
So at what point are we releasing it? We're not releasing it. There's more prescription drugs now than I've ever seen. I always have to laugh when I get that little – now, I'm not prescribing by any means, and I hope this doesn't come out wrong. But it's like this little pill is going to do this wonderful thing, and it shows a happy person sniffing flowers. And then the disclaimer is going by, and it's going to cause death. It's going to cause irritable bowel movement. Your dogs are going to hate you. And you're like, so I'm going for this one thing to give up all the rest of this. And I've found with these frequencies – I started letting go of certain things that was probably in my body. I don't know if I'm sure I'm not the only one. I could have like a, we'll just call it like a knot or a pain that might be in a certain aspect of my body. And now I'm able to release that and focus on that and release that.
And that's really true, because sometimes I'll have a pain in my lower back and in our hips are, you know, that's where we carry our fear, right?
Yeah.
And I turned on Sovereignty and it's like, that's gone. You know, it was just like different songs, right? Yeah. And it was like, okay, so that frequency really hits where we're going. Because you talk about raising the spiritual vibration. Well, that's what you're doing with the music that you do.
It's
helping raise that spiritual vibration. That's the same thing, isn't it? It's kind of yin-yang, but isn't it the same?
Oh, yeah. Being as a musician in such a competitive field, and I'm an independent guy. I'm like an independent label. So I'm just a little itty bitty guy in the world of music. There's so many great people that's out there. But I have these corporations and these companies that are hugely funded and doing all sorts of crazy stuff, really giving me a hard time. And it was very intimidating for me to be able to come out and start talking about what I'm doing and what I see with my music and how it differentiates from other things. Especially with sound healing. It's tough being labeled with sound healing and new age. It is sound healing, but there's like, okay, like I actually, this is funny. I have a tuning fork right here in my hand that I'm holding it. And I see these people are coming up and battling me that they're like, oh, well, I want to hear this on a tuning fork. Well, the tuning fork is great, but they're like sticking this tuning fork like on their elbows or on their third eyes and doing this. And that's great if it's going to be able to work for them. But it goes back to the thing that I'm not – first of all, what's the frequency of the tuning fork? I was talking to a sound healer, and he didn't even know what the frequencies were. And I'll bet you they're 440.
Wow.
Locks. Hey,
Benny, let's do that other soundtrack, please. Beautiful. We don't have much longer to the show, so I want to thank Benny today, our producer, that he's been able to play some sections of your music for us today. I mean, that's one thing I want to do. Ted, it is amazing the work that you do. How can people get a hold of you?
People can get a hold of me. The best place to get a hold of me is going to be my website. You'll be able to see all the scientific videos. Albums are up there at TedWinslow.com. I do have albums that are on Amazon, iTunes as well. Facebook, I'm on Solfeggio Sound Healing, and Twitter, I'm at Ted Winslow. And on, I want to encourage people to go to Facebook. I know that we all get signed up with newsletters, but do get signed up with newsletters because we like to be able to put out discounts on some albums and stuff like that, so everybody can kind of enjoy this community that we're all building together and the frequency revolution. And I want to follow up. I want to say thank you so much for having me on. I want to thank Benny. Benny is a rock star producer with everything how he does on this. And thank you, phenomenal host. I love coming on here and being with you guys. And so thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. But you know, you're not done. You're going to come back again anyway. You're not staying away. We'll see what happens in another month or so, right?
Rock and roll.
I'm telling you. So we've got a minute and a half here. I want to talk for a second. Kind of a closing statement I want to say. A lot of us have had to face some major things the last couple months in ourselves. Getting ready for this major shift that's going to happen at the end of this year. And I feel it coming. So some of us have to get ready because later on this in the summer, we'll be helping others to heal. So what I want to say is Ted is available. I'm available. Go to silvergaia.com. You can get a hold of me there. TedWinslow.com. You know, get a hold of us. We're here to help. This is not just an ordinary situation with this album. I want to thank you again for all your healing work that you are providing for us, Ted.
Thank you so much, and love, and nothing but the highest vibrations to you all.
Thank you. And we'll see you guys next time on Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.